Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Trying to bring something up here on the magic box, on the magic computer box.
Do you have one of those magic computing boxes?
Yeah, I have a magic computing box. Happy Monday. Is this tax day or the day before tax day today? How's it working?
I think yesterday was officially tax day, but because it fell on a Sunday, it rolls over to today.
Today.
Hey, fantastic. Because somebody said the 17th. And somebody said the 16th. So I'm
why would it be the 17th?
Mike, I'll double check here. For some reason, I know this, that as far as your personal taxes are concerned,
yes,
that yeah. My accountant will start hunting me down on April 1st like a pit bull.
Yes.
So he'll
the most dangerous game.
Yeah, so I'm like, "All right, man, fine." So I'm happy to say that this is probably the first years I haven't had to file extensions in some years, right?
Oh, good.
So
good for you. Congratulations. That's very responsible.
This is the first time, though, I never really had to think about it because I know that this guy's been up my, you know, the bad place.
Yeah.
Telling me what's
good,
what.
Is he a good guy, though?
He doesn't save me any money.
Oh, mine doesn't either. You know mine. Oh, I found what I was looking for.
When Oscar leaves his accountant, he says you can have any toy off the second shelf.
Funny looking guy in this Christmas card.
Oh no!
Don't you know who that is? No. That's Jack Frost. Who's Jack Frost? You mean you never heard of Jack Frost?
Pops and Grandma
should have
a recording
isn't it?
That tells all about Jack.
Great content. Yeah.
Mrs. Hope, would you please tell us that story?
Mrs. Hope?
Come on over here with me and I'll tell you the story.
Climb into my box.
You limp over here, please.
Story of Jack.
By the way, Dorothy Hope recorded this when she was 3,000 years old. Listen to her.
Way up north by the polar sea, where it's just as cold as cold can be. Old Jack
it's Dolores,
Frost
though. Dolores, room.
Dolores, not Dorothy.
Long sleep, and he
tomorrow is tax day, Mike. Confirm.
Whole hum, the time has come to freeze the trees and roses. And when that's done, I'll have some fun.
Okay, that's it. I'm sorry. I had to get it out of my system.
It is an earworm.
What was
tax
that?
Day is tomorrow, Oscar.
Tax day is tomorrow.
That was Bob Hope.
As Jack Frost.
That was Bob Hope, his 1993 Christmas special about an hour before he jumped in the casket.
It's me. Wow, it's me. Yeah. It's Jack Frost in a box.
Yeah. If this show at any point. And I'm being very optimistic even discussing this.
Right.
If this gets to the point where I'm going, and you guys are like making snarky comments, and that's the genesis of the show, please just usher me off. Just wheel me
in
off.
In that situation, would that situation begin with Carla saying, don't you know the story of old impressionist?
Yeah.
Tell us that story, Mrs. O'Mara.
Ho-hum, the time has come to do an impression of the president.
Anyway, so
that would be great.
Welcome to the... So it's tomorrow is the deadline.
Tax
you file your taxes all day till midnight tonight.
Yes.
Right?
And we'll be at the Merrifield Post Office, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Handing out donuts and coffee.
And Anison.
Anison.
That's the way radio stations used to do it. We've got aspirins for you. And it wasn't Anison. It was aspirin.
I was trying to make it a corporate tie-in.
I know. No local radio stations had
corporate what's tie-in. Anison?
Anison was a precursor, I think, to Bufferin. Or no, a precursor to Excedrin. It was caffeine and aspirin in one tablet.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It was a sponsor of the Ed Sullivan Show. Hey, it's me.
Is everybody prepared for tax day? Does everybody have their tax?
Yeah, Carrie's already submitted. Yes.
Yeah. My Dennis, my tax guy said.
Dennis.
He goes, it wasn't a good year, was it? I was like, oh, okay, goodbye.
Yeah.
Thanks. Accountants are fun.
Yeah. Thanks.
There is no
Amazon.
There is no more joy than telling me I didn't have a good year.
Oh, he loves that.
That's
that's his magical springtime miracle.
Well, just remember the worse your year, the least you have to deal with the government. So that's
true. I'm good. I never want this is and I don't know if my mom just set this into us when we were kids, right? Mm. Where it's like what It wasn't. It was before I knew about Al Capone and everybody else, right?
Because now you know everything about Al Capone.
Well, no, or even.
What do you mean, tax evasion?
Yeah, tax evasion or anything like that. Because I didn't learn about that like the movie side of like everybody will get you, including if no one can get you, the IRS will get you, right?
Right. That's how they got him. Yeah.
But my parents, they were so deathly afraid of losing their citizenship that. They just made sure you will be kicked out of this country if you don't pay your taxes. So that
really?
Is built into me.
You fear the government.
I mean, that's true. And I think that's why when you talk about the immigrant situation in this country, that there are a lot of people that may have come in a certain way to the country, but they definitely pay their taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
They don't want to flag the United States mm-hmm. government. And then we had a story last week. Didn't we have a story last week that you're less likely to get audited now than you ever have?
Although I think we took an informal survey and we figured out that was just a rumor started by the IRS.
Trying to get you,
lower your
plastic tradecraft. Hey, we're lazy.
Hey,
and we don't have new software to find out and replace all these people that aren't working here.
The old bait and switch. Big government.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's tax day tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow's the deadline. But right. Can someone clear this
it's
up?
I already confirmed. It's tomorrow.
Midnight tomorrow night. You have until midnight tomorrow
night. Yeah, technically, right. Yes. Tomorrow night, midnight.
So relax.
Yeah,
chill today. Drink your ass off today. Do it tomorrow. Mañana.
Yeah, start tomorrow after Modern Family. Just, put it together and then drop it
all
off.
All I know is, we spend years and decades talking about April 15th, and then this is when you turn into a slacker country.
Yeah.
When April 15th turns into April 17th, why don't we just make it April 20th next year?
How about May 1st?
Why don't we just make it April 20th next year, okay?
Yeah, I agree. And we've been slacking on other stuff, too. We're just a slacking country. We're not voting, and we're not paying our taxes.
I'm going to annoy some people right now.
How?
How do I sound to you up there? Because you guys sound to me like a 1930s radio program to me down here.
You sound fine.
You sound great to us.
That's all that matters, then.
Yes.
That's all that really, really matters.
Yes.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're very, very happy to have you with us today. I'd like to start the show with a throwaway little bit of shtick here, all right?
Oh, good.
And the game is called, this is a lot of fun, you can play this at home. What did I have for dinner last night?
Ooh, a food diary.
It's like a 20 questions thing?
Yeah, it was another lost weekend as far as that was concerned.
You are devastated. The Ray Moland of podcasts.
I spent the entire week reading about bronchitis and antibiotics and the body and losing your voice and getting
sure.
it back and post-nasal drip and colds and all that. And I think if I was 100% healthy, I'd be 100% healthy. But unfortunately, there are a lot of people that say when you get a cold, when you get a chest cold, when you get bronchitis, you hit that gym harder than you hit it normally to work that thing out of yourself.
Feed a cold. I thought you have to feed a cold.
And starve a fever.
I subscribe to the theory that you just said.
Yeah.
Yes, I feed a cold.
Mm-hmm.
So it was another lost weekend here in Cocoonville as lots of festivals and eating. But last night was... both Carla and I said to each other that Monday is a new week, time to get back on the stick. So, enjoy it while you can. So I chose to enjoy it while I could. And I chose to have what I would describe as an unusual dinner last night in the house. Sunday night dinner.
May
late
I guess?
Night dinner.
Yes. I think, can we ask a series of questions to try to determine it?
You may. It wouldn't be a fun game if you weren't able to give me a little Q&A.
All right. Is it a vegetable-based dinner, meaning non-meat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That does not involve meat.
Okay.
So was your meal over 2,000 calories?
Yes, probably. No, not 2,000. I don't know. No, that's a tough question.
No, he passes. You can re-ask.
Okay.
But because when you ask that question, you assume I even read them.
Right.
Did you feel fat after your meal?
I did not.
Okay.
That's what's interesting. I did not.
Did it involve?
I should have, but I really didn't. I felt quite satisfied.
Did it involve a dairy product? As a principal ingredient, I would say.
I suppose, but not anything that I was involved with.
What?
Oh, okay.
That's kind of a leading.
Okay.
Strong. Was your portion of your serving larger than an infant?
An infant what?
Like
baby.
The size
baby.
Of an infant?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, not smaller. At all.
Was it served hot or was it served cold?
Hot. It was served hot.
All right, so what we've
Matter
got
fact,
here
piping
is
hot.
Ooh,
piping
yes!
hot. Non-dairy.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of a confusing answer.
I have a guess.
All right, you want to ring in?
Hot pea soup.
That is incorrect. I am terribly sorry. The first guess, that is not correct.
Is it a kind of soup?
It is not soup at all. And I see that's, I knew I confused you by saying piping hot.
I like to make a guess.
You're going to make a guess? You're not going to ask any more questions?
Well, I hope we can continue guessing if the guess is wrong, but I'd like to ring in now, if I may.
Yes, okay. Ring in, please.
Is it cream of wheat?
It is not. Oh, God. Piping hot.
Well, that's served piping hot.
If you spilt it, could a shop vac clean it up?
No.
Oh.
It's not spillable.
Oh, so it's like a solid
part of
thing.
It is spillable. A condiment for it is spillable. There's another hint.
Ooh.
Is it French fries?
No. Because I know you immediately went, the only ketchup that is really required in the Spiewak household, ketchup. That's the only condiment.
Well, Mike, it is the leading condiment worldwide.
I understand it is. No, salsa is, Rob.
Would this be...
I don't recognize salsa.
Would this be a meal that Andreas would love?
No. As a matter of fact, Andrea would...
I call him Andreas with an S.
Is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Andrea would reject it. And this is my first real hint here.
Oh, the toe thing.
What?
Andrea would reject it due to its lack of homemade-ness.
Okay, so it's something bought.
Thank you.
Something borrowed, something blue.
No, it's not. It's not something blue. Mm-hmm. Okay, is it something that you heated in the microwave because it was a store-purchased something?
No, but I could. I could have, but I didn't.
Ah.
Oh, my God. Piping
That's
hot.
Not the way I heated it.
Oh, geez. Is there fish involved?
No, there is not fish involved.
Is there caramel involved?
No, but there could be.
Oh, so it's not a stroopwafel.
So, what he had for dinner was smaller than an infant.
Right. It did not have any cheese in it.
Not borrowed. Can't be cleaned up by a shop vac.
Piping hot, but not
Tony,
in the microwave.
Would you like to weigh in at all?
Is it dippable? Like, do you dip it in a condiment?
You could. I wouldn't. It would not be my first choice, and it would not be a common use of it. But yes, you could dip it.
Andrea wouldn't like it. Oh, God.
Not meat. Not milk. Served hot.
Is it vegan?
No.
Okay. Damn it.
Is it pita chips with spinach horseradish dip?
No. And I would say that you are in a totally wrong subcategory.
Okay. All right. Is it sweet or savory?
Thank you very much. Rob Spiewak, it is sweet.
Ah!
There it goes. Oh.
Does it contain
Rob
egg?
Got right in. Rob and I communicated that subcategory thing. I was like, see, I get into that. I like the fact that he immediately was able to narrow it down and get it into the right category.
Does it have a hole in it?
No, it does not.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're in his wheelhouse. He gets upset when he can't recognize food.
Were you going with dog nut?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. Although those were consumed over the weekend, too.
Did it fly?
Yes. He ate a drone.
Technically, yes, it did. Yes, it did, Oscar. It did fly.
You had duck.
No.
No, it's not a meat.
The food stuff.
Damn it.
It's not a meat.
And it's
I'm
sweet.
Talking about the product flu a little bit.
Oh.
A little bit.
Did it contain egg?
Yeah, as a matter of fact...
I would like to guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong. There we go.
What is it?
Yes.
Is it French toast?
No.
Close.
Close. Is it pancakes?
No, but so close.
Is it waffles?
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Is it toast or waffles?
Yes. Yes. Again.
Yeah.
Let go, my ego.
Yeah. Yes. Again.
Yes.
Right. Blueberry toaster waffles.
Yeah, and right again.
Yes.
But you have to guess one more element to it.
Fried chicken.
And you're never gonna know. It's Eggo. It is
Eggo.
Blueberry waffles. But what kind? And you'll never get this part. And that's the whole point of this.
Toaster sticks.
Toaster? No, not toaster sticks.
Maine.
No
waffles.
Toaster.
Let's
strudel?
Think about my household. Okay, who lives in my household?
Well. There's a lot of people.
Yes.
No.
Carla.
Carla.
You have a son, right?
Beluga.
Yes.
Yes. And there's another dog that's named Frankie.
Frank.
Yes, Frank the dog.
But it's my son. I have a four-year-old that lives in my house.
So they're mini Eggo, blueberry toaster waffles.
No, technically not mini.
Okay, oversized.
No, they're the regular size waffle, but they are a specific kind. They're a kind of Eggo blueberry
waffle. Are they shaped like something?
Yes, they are.
Are they shaped like Mickey Mouse?
No, you're on the right track, though.
Dinosaurs.
No.
Oh. Man,
Stormy Daniels.
I'll give you my last hint. I'll give you my last hint.
Okay.
These waffles were marvelous.
Oh, so it's a superhero.
Yeah, so Marvel characters. Comic book characters.
Iron
That's
Man.
Generic.
Well, I don't know. You may have a...
Deadpool. Deadpool. No. Deadpool waffles.
Think a four-year-old boy.
So Marvel's Batman.
Spider-Man.
Captain South America.
Spider-Man.
DC for Batman.
Dinner, yeah. I had for dinner last
I
night.
Know that.
Spider-Man blueberry Eggo waffles. Yes,
That's
sir. Yes.
Delicious.
They were fantastic.
Where is your wife?
Tied up in the corner?
Clearly.
Doesn't matter where my wife is. I just killed 15 minutes of the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that I can do, or any kindness that I can show to any human being, let me do it now. Let me not defer or neglect it, for I shall not pass this way again.
Jesus H. Christ. Private Pyle, why is your footlocker unlocked?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
Private Pyle, if there is one thing in this world that I hate, it is an unlocked footlocker. You know that, don't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any thieves in this world, would there?
Sir, no, sir.
Get out! Well, now, let's just see if there's anything missing. Holy Jesus. What is that? What the f*** is that? What is that, Private Pyle?
Sir, jelly donut, sir.
A jelly donut?
Sir, yes, sir.
How did it get here?
Sir, I took it from the mess hall, sir.
Is chow allowed in the barracks, Private Pyle?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you allowed to eat jelly donuts, Private Pyle?
Sir, no, sir.
And why not, Private Pyle?
Sir, because I'm too heavy, sir.
Because you are a disgusting fat body, Private Pyle.
Sir, yes, sir.
Then why did you hide a jelly donut in your footlocker, Private Pyle?
Sir, because I was hungry, sir.
Because you were hungry.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak,
he's funny.
Santana,
and now
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from Piper Studios, our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Stop now. Update it now and get our show all day, every day.
Every day.
You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We have a brand new sponsor. Let me get serious for a second. Are you still trying to figure out the perfect gift for the woman who gave you everything? FabFitFun. Remember this company. It's wonderful. They have everything you need to make this Mother's Day magical. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box for women everywhere to discover new brands and products for a life well lived. Mom will love it. Your wife will love it. The woman in your life will really enjoy it because FabFitFun is like 12 gifts for the price of one and an incredible value. Goodies from lots of categories, health, beauty, fitness, lifestyle, home, valued over $200, but you only pay $49.99. These are all full-size products. No samples of anything. Many items' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box.
True.
We all ordered FabFitFun boxes for our ladies and our mommies, and we can't wait to surprise them. If you haven't signed up yet, it's not too late. Use our promo code TMOS for $10 off the editor's box. That's $39.99 for over $200 worth of wonderful stuff. Go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe and use the code TMOS. Try FabFitFun today. Go to FabFitFun.com. TMOFun.com to subscribe and start getting the box designed for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's just $39.99 for products valued at over $200. Again, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box. And we thank you.
So cool.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you with us. We were talking before the show, and I have to leave with this one today because I don't think the guys saw 60 Minutes last night, but down here in Cocoonville land, land of the Midwestern,
yeah,
they have a lot of people that fly from my neck of the woods back to their Midwestern hamlets on this airline called Allegiant Air. Now, I had read a story, I think a year or so ago online about Allegiant Air and how it's a little shaky.
Right.
Last night, if you happen to see 60 Minutes, 60 Minutes does this massive expose on Allegiant Air, and it was terrifying, absolutely terrifying at how scary this airline is, and the FAA is not really doing anything, and Allegiant Air is kind of keeping things from everybody, and 60 Minutes does this full deep dive into this airline with all of their safety incidents, and it was come fly with me. Yeah, baby. No problem at all. It's
come
very, very scary.
Fly with me.
Have you guys even heard of that airline?
I've heard of it, and I for some reason in my head attach it to things not good.
Our
but
friends
I
in Las
be specific.
Vegas have heard of it because it's based out of Las
Allegiant
Vegas.
Allegiant Airlines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they've got like 90 planes, and they've had multiple incidents with like smoke in the cockpit, engines catching on fire, aborted takeoffs, all that wonderful stuff. Very, very
this
scary.
This is in 2018? You think somebody would... Like, how could you even try to get away with this nonsense?
If you saw the guy from the FAA interviewed by Steve Croft last night on 60 Minutes, you would know why things are going the way they are. I don't know where this guy came from. I don't know what his political affiliation is. I don't know who he's associated with. But this was the most terrifying bureaucrat to think that this man represents the FAA, and his level of concern was non-existent. This was a professional bureaucrat who was being adversarial with Steve Croft, which indicated to me that he doesn't give an S. And this is the kind of guy that is going to be called on the carpet
right.
when one of these planes decides to fly into a mountainside, and everybody's going to say, whatever, whatever. But here's the thing. What they really exposed more than anything else was the culture. This is a business... Imagine, if you will, you go into the airline business
mm-hmm.
and you are such a morally bankrupt individual that you are putting the safety, the potential death of people behind profit. You are literally putting a business model forward where you are going to save dollars and improve your... I think their profit margin is like 30%.
Well, not and anymore, Mike. Line, just a heads up.
Yes.
You don't think we're going to get Mohammed's...
This headline right now, it says, Allegiant Travel's safety concerns have the stock tumbling this morning.
Good.
Yes.
I can't wait till they go out of business. It was stunning. They fired a pilot for doing an emergency evacuation when there was smoke in the cockpit. They fired the guy because they said, you really didn't need to know that, because they didn't want to be written up again, because that affects their bottom line.
Yeah.
Can you just think for a second? I know there are a lot of people that love money.
Nuts.
There are a lot of people that love money, right? And you do something. Yeah, you might take your best friend and say, hey, pal, I can't hang out with you. You know, I got to fire you because it's going to advance
right.
my career. That's nothing. Think about having a business where your profit margins mm-hmm. are predicated on cutting safety standards, because and this is not like even a factory that's, say, dumping stuff into the air. This is flying people, 120 people that might die because you're trying to make more of a profit. It's the level of moral incompetence. It's God, imagine.
I'd almost rather hear about this from you than watch 60 Minutes, because you are a phobic flyer to begin with.
Yes.
So I know you are sensitive to this. And you said there were two segments. You said
all there were. All of them. All of that. They all fly to Indutucky. They all fly to like Fort Moline or whatever.
Sure.
Or you know, or Racing, Illinois, or whatever the hell they, you know, they all fly to these little Midwestern hamlets they have. And by the way, Rob, you and I have flown long enough. Do you remember my thrill and my love of the MD-80?
Yes.
The McDonnell Douglas 80?
Sure.
which really, if you get on a McDonnell Douglas, and here's how you can identify them, people. They're tiny little tubes that look like small sausages that have two tiny underserved engines in the back, okay? Yep. They've got these tiny little engines in the back that look like really they're a little too small to propel that plane through the sky. And it takes about 10 times more runway to go down because they're going... And yeah, they used to fly out of Dulles all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, man, what is making that racket? It must be a giant 747. Nope, it's that little MD-80 with those engines going,
working as hard as they can.
Trying to get plane up in the air right now.
My question for you, and you mentioned that this was a rare thing because 60 yes. Minutes did two segments on it.
Mm-hmm.
After you watch it and you digest it,
yes.
Who were you more pissed at, the FAA or Allegiant?
Both, almost equally.
Because really?
The FAA, they were talking to this guy, and he was giving bureaucratic speak, like saying, we investigate everything individually. We investigate everything individually. And he was just not being cooperative. He
right.
was being
like, whose
combative.
Side are you on?
Yeah.
Well, the nature, the second part of the piece on 60 Minutes said that the FAA now is not in enforcement mode. They made a switch a couple of years ago to compliance mode. And what that means, and here's the way they explained it on 60 Minutes, is that they quietly go about working with the airlines to quietly encourage the compliance with safety regulations. And it's and right there, I have to tell you, that's not going to work. What works is what Oscar just read. Their stock price has
yes.
to go on the toilet because they haven't been doing things the right way.
Also,
it's really terrifying.
It's scary that a company like this has been rewarded for so long. Let's say, and I don't know the specifics, right? But 5 years ago, this day, April 16th, the stock was worth $49, right?
Right. Uh-huh.
And then by mid-July 2015, it was worth $212.
Just a cash cow.
Yeah.
Just making money for shareholders.
And
hand over
even
foot.
Now, after taking a hit, like it's still in the 150s.
Might be time yeah. to get out, though.
How the F
mm-hmm.
does a company like that, that's not a software company, have that much value?
Because of the astronomical profit margins that they reap on the backs of minimal safety standards.
Wow.
They get away with cheap safety stuff. And they also fly. Oh, by the way, don't you hear that the planes for airlines are normally, we sell our planes to foreign carriers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After they buy, Allegiant bought their planes from foreign carriers.
Oh my
used
God!
Planes
really?
From the foreign carriers. Yeah.
They do the and same got, thing with American roller coasters. You know, when they become less safe, they sell them to foreign amusement parks.
And they yeah. say they're trying to phase out these planes, but these MD-80s they fly, which are like 30, 35 in their fleet, are built in the 1980s, and so that's the way it goes, and that's why they have the and technologically
Mike,
they're far behind everything else.
I've flown on Lloyd Aéreo Boliviano. Which is your used planes?
Yes,
slightly used.
Yeah, it's like
slightly used, gently worn.
Plane Max.
I would say if you look at the safety record of Lloyd Aéreo Boliviano, which I no longer is in business, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
I had an uncle who was a pilot on the, and he died because he flew into a mountain. So
oh, okay, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I mean those planes
careful.
Weren't
yeah.
like when I got on them, I said this is an Eastern.
Eastern.
Scary.
Mike, yeah, did you know in Bolivia, mountain flies into you?
Vata
no, I'm not kidding. Like, it might be the most dangerous airline in the world at one point. I remember that when we got that award, I was like, oh, we're doing real good down there.
It's not really an award as much as it is a citation.
Yes.
You know, I'm not for everything being controlled by the man and all that, but it is a little scary when you talk about profit. And it, you know, to me, an airline that kicks ass ought to be an airline that I think it ought to just be because of quality and value, not necessarily, you know, you don't have to have expensive flights,
no.
but just do it all. Can't you do it all without having to cut those safety
the
quarters?
Real, the know? Real rub is that the person who is the, if I'm not mistaken, Mike, the founder of this airline
mm-hmm.
is like, he's done this before. He has yeah. a track record of sacrificing safety for profits.
Right, exactly. He was ValueJet, the one that flew into the swamps in Miami,
right.
into the Everglades. That's the guy that did that. So it's just, it's terrifying. It's terrifying that there are people out there that live like this. And it's like, if you're 30%, well, why not make it 20%? I mean, right. what would it take you to get back and stuff? And, you know, so I'm screaming about this today because I watched it last night and I'm fascinated because I am a phobic flyer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just worry about the way this stuff goes. And, you know, get the, I don't know, man. It's just, what's wrong with people? What's wrong, really? Is it really?
Well, it's money driven.
You want an extra Bentley? You want an extra Bentley so you're gonna make, you know, risk hundreds of lives? It just doesn't make sense.
Remember, it wasn't but like 12 or 15 years ago that seats used to have empty seats or planes used to have empty seats on them. But yeah, they've absolutely eliminated that because it's got to be full, and that is the profit margin, taking away convenience, taking away safety, all in the name of money. So that's great. That's why air travel is fun.
Yeah. So anyway, just keep that in mind. And next time you're booking your flight out of Vegas, just be aware of that. You don't see them around the East Coast. I think they fly Florida and Vegas and the Midwest.
Well, this is on the heels of us asking what the best airlines were on Friday, right?
Peter Greenberg. Mm-hmm.
Peter Greenberg, like, I know.
And by the way, I went to Norwegian Air Shuttle. I went to Norwegian Air, and I looked at what he was talking about. And Peter Greenberg was talking about the fact that they have these brand new Dreamliners that they fly. And if you're going to fly to, say, Paris from New York or Boston on Norwegian Air, and you're going to be in coach, you're going to be in, you know, it's not going to be the most comfortable thing. You're going to have close quarters because there are a lot of seats. That's how they do it. But then they have a premium class on Norwegian Air. But the bottom line is you're flying on these nice new airplanes.
Dreamliner.
Safe.
Yeah. And you know what? And you know why? Let me tell you why. Because the Dreamliners, first and foremost, are more fuel efficient.
Mm.
Okay? When you're talking about an MD-80, and I hate to get into the weeds with
airplanes. No, I love this.
But I want to explain, people. When you're talking about an MD-80, aviation, you know why they have to cut costs with maintenance and with compliance?
They don't make the parts anymore.
They don't make the parts anymore.
We can retrofit it.
Yes.
They have to cut the costs with maintenance because these planes that they bought cheaply from Bolivian Air or wherever they got them are gas guzzlers. The MD-80s are also gas guzzlers. So they're not fuel efficient. The Dreamliner, the state-of-the-art brand new, because you're thinking forward and not backward, are extremely fuel efficient to fly overseas.
I never thought about it. The MD-80, those little engines, they're working really hard, so they're probably using more gas, right?
Using a ton of fuel to get up in the air and stuff like that. So that said, hope you enjoyed your morning coffee.
Thank you.
Plan on taking that trip out to Vegas super cheap. $59 one way. Enjoy yourself, everybody. Happy tax day. And to the owner, whatever that dick's name that owns Allegiant, screw you.
Yeah,
sideways.
I hope you get a major disease, you know, and you die a slow death.
A major.
Trying to make profit on the, you know, or you get your fingers caught in the airline.
I hope he has a bad Cotter engine. Key incident.
That would be fun, too. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. It's the Monday Show on the Mike O'Mara Show.
In the latter years of the 2000-aughts, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air. Innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Very cool.
www.mikeomarashow.com.
How you doing? How you doing, Board Op? Everything going okay today? How's that going? That was a great promo that you mixed into almost oblivion there. What's going on?
My iPad is giving me a little trouble today. It was a trouble this morning, and it's trouble now.
Both of them?
No, just Monday. This one.
Okay, reset it while we're on.
But I couldn't reset it before I found out it was giving me trouble.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I know you've heard me talk about the amazing Sleep Number 360 smart beds. They're so smart, they respond to your every movement and automatically adjust to you. So here's some great news. Sleep Number is introducing even more of these innovative beds, and their latest smart beds are even more comfortably priced. And take it from me, I love my Sleep Number beds. Probably the best household product I own. Couples always disagree on mattress firmness, but Sleep Number beds let you each choose your ideal firmness on your side so it's just right for both of you. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips, relieving pressure points for more proper spinal alignment. There's even an adjustment for snoring. How great is that? So great. Anyway, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 90, and I got 8 uninterrupted hours.
Woo!
It was blessed. And I need them with this death grip that I've got.
Yeah.
I feel like poopy still. Come in now to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for details. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores. Visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store nearest you, and we thank you. Yeah, Carl and I were running some errands yesterday, and it was like the sick car. I mean, she's just going,
of course.
And I'm just not, I don't have any tolerance for it. I wish I was a better, I really wish I was a more empathetic person when someone else is sick in my life, but I'm really not. Now, when I'm sick, I want to sit there and just go, pamper me, please, please pamper me, will you please? And Carla's not all that great at that. She's very loving in many, many ways, but when it comes to dealing with sick Mike, she's not that way. And then right after,
are you
that,
a good patient?
No, not really. No, I'm a bit of a, I'd like to just be completely and totally coddled, and it's right. Not going to happen in my house. And then my kid got something that he gave her, and she had the thing that I had, and she went to the place, and you know, she got the antibiotic. And by the way, the antibiotics, I think they're just you know, creating the ultimate chemical attack that we get when nothing's going to work.
Placebo.
That's all they're doing.
A super bug.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it runs its course, and I think that's what it's doing. But it's kind of like. I feel as though I've had this for over a month. I feel like I've been dealing with this for a very long time. And here we are down in West South Florida, mm-hmm. while you guys, you know, I watched the Red Sox game yesterday up in Boston, where it was 34 degrees at game time, and it's April, and it's the middle of April, and people are seeing their breath, and I know you guys have gone through the similar kind of stuff. This is like the longest winter won't die situation. Well,
the crazy thing is Sunday.
Did that ferret see his shadow or not? What was the deal with that?
He did see his shadow,
but we had 87 on Sunday. I mean, on Saturday was 87, and then cold and rainy on Sunday. It's like you can't make up its mind. And today's a disaster.
Well, you didn't go out of the house anyway. How did you know? You just sat there and like put baby pictures of yourself up for 9 hours all day long, and your wife put pictures up, and then
not true.
Put a picture up,
not
and then your wife would comment on your picture, and then she'd comment on yours, and you'd comment on
what
hers.
What we did
like,
was
oh,
we actually
we cute,
in
and
the,
aren't we wonderful
in
and
the
ego,
morning.
Ego.
In the morning, we actually did work in the backyard and get that ready for springtime. Did some digging, some scraping,
did you plant some Facebook plants.
I planted sounds for the audio vault.
No, it was springtime like sounds. Did you see this,
then,
Oscar?
Did
you
see
this over the weekend?
I have Rob muted on my feed. I just can't take it anymore. Like, it's too much.
I could not see anything from anyone.
Because he ranks to the top. Like, the new algorithm gives you your best friends, and he ranks to the top.
For a two-hour period, it was one that I commented on. He had one funny comment that made me laugh where he referenced a headboard that had no appreciable
it really looked like
woodworking on
like it. Plywood, didn't it? You know, my grandfather sold furniture for a living. That's what he brought home.
He had this smooth wooden headboard that had absolutely nothing to it. And Rob said something like, look at that intricate design of that headboard. And I laughed out loud with that because that was truly
what
truly
happened
funny.
Is we
funny.
Spent the morning in the backyard and we got that pretty much in shape,
in shape.
Grass seed and stuff like that.
Tip top.
Grown up all over the winter. And then because now that it's warm enough that there's some pollen in the air, Carrie said, what might be good is let's go and do the garage because that's the dustiest place in the house. So
Were you getting a fridge? That's why you had to move all this out?
We had to do the garage anyway.
Yes.
And so we're going through some boxes and we found some pictures that we hadn't seen in years. And that's why I scanned them and put them up.
Because
eventually
the priority was not to sit there and like sit next to her on a couch and like go through the pictures and
let's
reflect.
Share with the world.
We did that before we posted.
Let me unmute you.
To sprint towards the computer and share with
it's
people
not,
that you're
it's
really
not what
connected
happened.
To.
There was there's we got a huge stack of pictures getting ready for Legacy Box because they were literally in a bag.
Call.
And so there was a couple that I thought were I wanted to share.
This was you when you were young.
Let me see.
Hold on. I'm looking for Rob's pictures.
That's
and
me. Yeah.
I see this
dude. So weird to see you with hair.
I know.
No, I have to say, guys, and I'm just gonna take a moment here because this is when Facebook gives me a warm glow. And this is for you guys too. I believe this is a picture from the Kayonge Orphanage down there with standing underneath our house that our listeners built.
Oh, cool.
Mike O'Mara and fans underneath this house. And that is That's what it's all about right there. That's, so here's my own. Hey, there it is. Right underneath is Rob Spiewak with pictures of Rob and Carrie and 25 pictures. If you didn't want four, if you didn't want three, there are 25 pictures that were loaded up this
week. Hey,
weekend.
Were you a hefty boy when you were growing up?
I was never as fat as I am now, if that's what you mean.
No, like, but like, what, did you feel?
Husky.
Husky.
Yes.
What was your jacket size when you were 18?
I don't know.
Oh.
What was your okay, jacket so size when you were 18?
James,
probably
James,
too small.
42.
What's it? James Monroe? James Madison?
James Madison, yes.
James Madison High School, class of 89. What a jerk. And it's Rob with his red tie. Nice little tight haircut there.
Oh, thank you. Look at that. Yeah. Hair.
Yeah.
This is did crazy.
You
have
your, did you, when did your teeth, when did you grow into your teeth?
That was something that was, I was sort of looking into over the weekend and trying to wonder. Someone said,
there are pictures where your teeth look like, you look like a saber-toothed tiger.
And someone and said, thank that, God for braces. And I said, never wore them,
yeah,
except on my legs.
You those just grew in them.
And your profile picture, those two first teeth are like solid chiclets.
Yeah, that's like right? You could definitely eat an apple through
but
a
white,
fence.
But white.
Glorious. Yeah, because I wasn't smoking yet.
Ah, gotcha.
To be honest, I'm giving him a hard time, but I laughed.
These are
a lot.
Sweet.
Carl and I both watched.
I just unmuted you.
All
it was fun to go through because you know what? There would be boxes of like stuff that Carrie had from when she was a little kid, and then
oh my God.
A folder that my mom had of stuff that she'd kept from when I was a kid. I hadn't seen my
your big daddy was in the furniture business, right?
Yeah, really.
Did
the house.
Did he really populate your home with like
that's
the thirds?
His
the thirds
home.
In the forest.
That's his home.
Did he populate his home with factory thirds or something? Because for somebody in the business, this is not.
I know this.
Furniture.
Isn't this kind of like the shoemaker's son goes barefoot?
Oh because my God! Look at these horrible sofas.
These are great pictures,
tables.
Though.
Yeah, some of the stuff is pretty bad.
There's there's one of you in jeans that you look like an '80s date rapist. Like
let me see
it's
it?
Just not okay.
Which one? Oh, that's
your hair slicked back.
Yeah, dating Carrie. I was actually at the cherry blossoms. Can you believe how hard I
was
trying?
That one. I'm looking at, let me see, fifth grade. I would love to go back in time and beat that kid up. That's terrible, right? But that's where your teeth are particularly
oh,
long.
Look at the taste.
No, he's right. I had to grow into my teeth. You know what happened, Mike, is through years of eating, they just wore down.
You had blonde hair one time?
Sometimes it looked blondish. Sometimes
strawberry
it looked reddish.
Blonde. Yeah. He's a cute little, he's always got crap on his face.
Yeah, you really
well.
Like
some of those
food.
Is not my face. Some of them is the fact that the photos have been floating around in a box for years.
Please explain the green vest with the plaid pants and the
yeah that picture that really that's got like a Chris Hansen vibe to it. I don't know what's going on there, but I remember that I was being prepared to go to my Uncle George's wedding. So it would have been 1976. So I was five, and the outfit that was put together was red plaid pants. A Sesame Street belt, a vest, a denim vest, and an embroidered shirt. And right. Then put together, it's the worst thing you've ever seen. Then I'm posing awkwardly, and I have to imagine, not my idea to do this pose. Someone made me do it in front of horrible curtains, and I'm leaning against an Afghan on a bed. The whole
and
thing,
then,
is, it screams unsavory.
The biggest moment of the weekend, though,
yes.
Is he finds some way into finding his kids. And Rob picture up. He puts this picture up, a baby picture, and the baby picture says, this is the most beautiful baby. Tell me Julia is not the most beautiful baby in the world. And he posts the picture, and the first comment is his wife, Carrie, who I guess chose not to tell him verbally, but posted on Facebook, said, that's Robert, you dummy.
So
he got the kid wrong.
I blew it, but I did confer with Carrie afterwards, and I said, you really can't blame me because he wasn't a very good-looking kid. That picture is really an outlier. Julia was the one who took the best pictures, but that's a great picture of Robert. So,
well, but you got it wrong.
I did.
With that, so
and she and but, I guess the crux of that, she wanted to tell the world, she couldn't just tell you she was there.
No, she wanted to embarrass me, and that's fine.
So if you ever doubt, and he really went all the way with it. So if you ever doubt that Julia was the most beautiful baby ever born, shut up and look at this photo. Good Lord,
well,
like
is
raving about it, and then Carrie immediately, it's Robert, dummy.
but it is a great picture. Let's, yes. That's the takeaway. beautiful children.
You have two beautiful children. There's no doubt about that. And there it was. So that's how you spent most of your weekend, right? Is putting
no, actually,
there.
That wasn't very long. That's most of the time I spent cleaning up. Yeah. And I never got the fridge. I got to get in touch with
you. You never got it?
No, but it's ready to be received.
After all that work?
Ready to be received.
What happened?
He had to do his mom's taxes and the weekend got away from him. And also a big
burn
moment. Sick burn. Big moment this weekend. Julia started her job at the ice cream store. She's no longer working the Italian ice cart. Now she's inside selling soft serve.
Oh, soft serve. What kind of ice cream? I mean, is it a brand name?
No, it is called JR's. It's in Ashburn, and they actually do sell.
Knockoff, right?
No,
it's a mom and pop.
It's excellent. It's our neighbors. Yeah. It's the same people that own.
Is it custard or ice cream?
It's ice cream.
She's working her way up the dessert ladder.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. And she's working with same people.
Do you put toppings on it? Yes, you do.
And also, they mix soft serve with Italian ice.
Oh, wow. That actually sounds good.
How is it? Is it good stuff?
I instructed her to bring me home a sample this weekend. She said, Dad, it'll melt. I said, drive fast and use the air conditioner. And she brought me home a vanilla chocolate swirl, and it's top notch. Very good. And proud that she's working.
That's top notch is like, top notch is when Mark Silverstein was on the food show. And he was
Mike, it's fantastic. It's fantastic. It's really good.
Yeah, but is there anything any really better than like homemade ice cream that you scoop out with a scooper? You
this
know,
is better than that.
Soft serve ice cream,
Mike, this
really?
Is better than that.
Really?
Sure.
No, it's not. I like soft serve. You don't like soft serve?
And then Robert will take her spot at the ice at the Italian
like
ice
custard,
stand.
Frozen
Isn't
custard
McDonald's soft serve?
Yeah, but that's that has like no fat in it. It's
that's
horrible.
Space age polymer.
Oh, okay.
That's made out of plastic. That's what that
plastic.
Is.
Plastic ice cream. So both my kids will be working this summer, and all I'm going to do is just sit back and count the money.
Nice.
So they're working. Is it in the strip mall place where she worked before?
No, this is in Ashburn. I've not been to the place yet.
Ashburn.
It's Ashburn, and Robert is at the Italian ice cart at the Leesburg Outlet Malls, where everyone comes to stand still.
What's he doing at the outlet mall?
He'll be scooping Italian ice. He's got a cart. Oh, he's not an
so
indoor
guy.
He
took guy. Her job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be funny because Julia always complained that she wasn't good at getting tips. And I said, if you smile, if you work the people, you'll get better tips. Now, Robert is a charmer like that. And so I'm excited to see
a lot more than getting tips.
How he's going to do with getting tips and working on one-on-one. And Oscar, you can go piss right up a rope.
Just saying.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Back in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's not at the ice cart anymore.
Dad, I swear, she told me she couldn't get pregnant.
Well, you know what?
Oh, no.
It was a tremendous Facebook weekend to find out all about the Spiewax, and Carrie still hates us. So that's right. Carrie, I love watching your interactions with all the other people you don't really know that well. And, you know, posting my little nice things with pictures of my kid and all that with never a like from you. Yes, sirree, Carrie. This is Mike saying thank you, Carrie Spiewak. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. I do believe in you.
Rob and Joe here, big fans of the TMOS Fan Club, a great group of people. You're buying gifts. You're sending Mike to the Masters. Rob is going to cruise. Pony is... Anyway, we would like some gifts.
Sure. I mean, we're registered places if they don't know what to get us.
Yeah, for example, Amazon.com.
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, Matt Bloom's Honda.
We're at Target. We're at Walmart.
We're at the Zoomers in Atlantic City.
Marcus Serta's Podcast Emporium and Bakery.
Right, we're at Oscar's Build the Wall.
We're at Johnson's Formal and Bridal.
Did Tawanda tell you to say that? Rob and Joe Show. New episode every single week. RobandJoeShow.com. Buy us things.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Buying or selling a house, probably the biggest financial transaction of your life. It doesn't happen often, so you probably don't know what you're doing. And guess what? That's okay. You don't need to be an expert because Cornerstone First Financial has all the expertise you need. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. Whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, or Colorado, Cornerstone is there to help you when you need it. They know exactly what to do, even if you don't. You'll still be okay. It's a fact that interest rates are going up, so TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance or to take cash out or pay off debt before rates go up even further. Cornerstone First Financial is here to help. They can figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you so you save money. Approved by Oscar Santana.
Ay, 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 ay.
click the banner on our website.
That was Rob, by the way.
Was it?
I know it was. Or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing license in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. At a certain point, we're not going to have to mention every state, right?
That's right.
Because, well, I mean, they're getting more and more states.
That's right.
Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. And we thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We went. Would you like to know my exciting weekend?
Yes.
I got one thing to tell you about. Wait a minute. Did we get to the boat? Talks?
No, we have not.
Well, I forget what I did. I went to a garlic festival and there was no garlic there. So that's all I did. It was, I had a hot dog.
5 seconds. Elevator pitch.
You can't mess with us like that.
Why was there no garlic?
I'll talk about the garlic festival tomorrow. I told Oscar, if I don't get to Oscar's Botox trip with his mamo, going to get Botox, I want to find out what happened.
You make it sound like it's a cruise or something.
Yeah.
It's the Botox cruise.
If her face was paralyzed when she got back in the car. You are the youngest sibling, and so you take your mom to these appointments.
Yes.
And the youngest of three, you take her.
And the only one local, so it falls to him.
So
for Christmas, my mom wanted Botox, right? And
how do you wrap it?
All our siblings got together to pay for this. Now, she is 68, and God bless her. She hasn't really ever been vain. She's never had Botox before. But, you know, things aren't where they used to be, so we got to fix that. And that's what she asked for.
What part of the face is she getting done? The eyes, the mouth, what's going on?
The forehead and the eyes.
Okay, that's normal. Most people.
And the mouth, like, I don't know. I was there. And what I do know is that my mom, for being 68, 69, she doesn't look that age. She's always worn hats. She's always had, she still looks young for her age, right?
Good for her.
Yes. Yeah. And she is much, she's probably the fairest of any of my family members as far as, like any type of like, if she goes into the sun, she gets burned right away.
That's Did you ask the mirror on the wall?
She is fair. She's
fair skinned, fair skinned, fair skinned.
Jolie, the mirror said. Okay. The mirror said it.
Why are you making it into a fairy tale?
Because it's Oscar's life.
So she looks, her face, her skin looks, it's well preserved.
Well, right? Her great skin, right? Okay. And my sister and my brother and I, we found what we believe is one of the best wellness cosmetic doctors in the area, right?
Hi, everybody.
And we went out there. And I got to tell you that my mom, of all things, she never asks us for anything, like anything like this, right? She'll ask me to go and change her password on the computer because she put it in too many times. And I have to drive to Alney to do that. She doesn't ask for things.
Because, and that makes you, and I can relate to this because I had a similar experience with my own mom. This makes you want to do things for her.
Right.
Because she doesn't ask. By the way, there's a bulletin. All of you getting older, you don't ask your kids for things and they will do things for you.
Yes.
That's the way I would look at it.
So we get there. The doctor's awesome, and she takes care of her. She does an evaluation.
Youngish guy, older guy.
She's a middle-aged woman.
Oh, a woman doctor?
Yes.
Are you sure it wasn't a nurse?
No, I'm positive.
Okay,
this guy.
Hit the alarm for yourself, please. For
I don't know.
Misogyny alarm.
And we're wrapping things up, and my mom, because she just has this chip in her, she's like, "Okay, I pay now, right?" And the lady's like, "Well, I know my mom. I'm a step ahead of her. So I talked to the doctor beforehand. I said, we are taking care of this. Do not let her pay." And while my mom was filling out her paperwork, I went and paid. Right.
OK.
That's good. And she goes, "No, your son, your kids have already taken care of this." And she's like, "No, I don't want that. I don't want that." And then this is when you know you have a good doctor that understands what's happening.
OK.
She looks at my mom and says, "Let me ask you," and someone asked me this, told me this a long time ago, "when you do things for your family, how does that make you feel?" She goes, "Well, I love doing things. It makes me feel great. It just gives me this joy." She goes, "Well, they want to feel that now. Don't be selfish about this."
What a great doctor.
Awesome.
What a nice thing to say. What a
sweet.
Not only like taking care of what you wanted her to take care of, but doing it in a beautiful, thoughtful way.
So nice.
Actually going that
bedside manner, right?
Bedside manner. Treat someone like a human being.
Yes.
That's fantastic. What's the you should give that doctor a plug.
Dr. Dima, and she's in Reston, Virginia.
Dr. Dima. Yeah. That's pretty terrific. Look, I love that. I love to hear stuff like that.
It was just so sweet. I was like, I've never heard anybody take the time to break something down in such a nice way.
Intellectually also, which tells me Dr. Dima is a bright person.
Gotta be.
That is a perfect way to get the person that's going to not want their family to pay to understand that and shut them up.
Isn't that exactly what you get when you go to a doctor, when you get put in a waiting room and then prepped, and then the doctor shirt never touches their back as they come in and do one spin around and then they're out?
Yeah.
And that's very, very isolated incident. That is so great that you got that to happen.
How did she look after the procedure?
Well, it takes, about 2 weeks to, to really see the results.
She didn't come out of the room going,
Can
we go get an empanada? An empanada?
It actually doesn't work that way. I remember when, we've had dalliances with sponsors in the plastic surgery space where
sexual dalliances.
They came to your home, right? Mm-hmm. And Botox takes, I guess, within 48 hours, but you really don't see everything until about 2 weeks.
I had a little bit last week to take care of my crow's feet right near my eyes, right at the corner of my eyes.
Really?
And, they said it's about another week to go, but let me... Let me just tell you.
I asked her because I like knowing what people are into.
Right.
I said, what are, is Botox the main... I like just asking the business side of
sure.
the business. She goes... What's very popular these days, and I guess you probably have heard of this before, but vaginal rejuvenation.
Oh, yeah. But you don't go there with your mom, though.
I said, my mom's not going to get that. She goes, no, you asked me what popular things were there, right?
Rose.
pretty intense.
But, my mom hasn't asked for that.
Yeah.
So, really?
That is some kind of injection.
But I thought it was interesting that this, and then I
that needle away from my hoo-ha.
What is that? 50 cc's?
I don't understand. Boy, it's never felt smoother.
You need to wait for full penetration. Give That's it 2 days.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that needle. Man, oh, man. After 2 weeks, you will be on Easy Street.
Press that plunger.
Wow. So, fantastic.
Are you guys done?
I think we were done before we started. When she got the shots in her face, how many actual injections are there? Is it a series of many small ones? Or
I didn't keep track.
Okay.
But it's maybe.
Were you in the room?
Maybe, six or seven, right?
Wow. Okay. So you got to see it go down.
Yeah. And.
Hi, I'm here for my rejuvenation.
Mike.
I'm here for the vaginal rejuvenation.
I took a deeper dive. Not into...
We're going to need your copay in advance, man.
The rejuvenation.
You want to hear what I sound like afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All done.
Wow. Yay. Modern medicine.
So...
That's great.
I was at a dinner party this weekend, and this had come up, and I said, have you guys heard of, the...
VR?
Yes, thank you. not the goggles kind, but the one down there.
You might need goggles.
And... one of the girls at the party said, they talk about the VR on all the housewives shows. So it's like, I was like, this is all new to me.
Yeah.
Is it to make it smaller?
I think it's meant to.
Is it cosmetic more than physical?
How do you say this on the air? It's meant.
But Rob just had it right. Is it to make it look different or
both
to make it both. Feel different?
Mm. Both, if I'm not mistaken.
All right. Okay. All right.
So if you have a, and again, I don't know for sure. I'm not a doctor, clearly.
Right.
But I was very.
I had a similar procedure done, but it's not VR, it's AR.
Yes. And Mike, I can't thank you enough as a courtesy. Right.
Mm-hmm. You're much less gassy these days.
It made things so much easier. And don't tell me that wasn't all. It wasn't it kinda, all cosmetic.
It kind of goes from a to a. That's
gross. That's
but then stop before you get to that. Yeah. You don't want that.
So
I remember before he got it, 2 days and three, couldn't get up out of his chair.
You didn't talk about, just tell me you didn't talk about the VR with your mom-o.
No. We talked about what possibilities are for my mom. We're going to start with this, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then I said, hey, what are your most popular treatments?
And
she
said VR?
And she said, and her assistant said, there's a lot of people that come in for this. It's very...
This is totally inappropriate. I want to apologize to our listeners.
In advance.
Guys. I shouldn't be going here, but I'm a natural guy.
Understood.
And I think in terms of a guy, was the doctor, who was the celebrity the doctor most resembled? I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
She's attractive.
Okay, I knew she was when he was going on that.
Yeah, she's
attractive. Brought that up to you?
No, no. The
And she undid a top button when she
medical,
did it.
No, one of the medical assistants.
Okay.
Well, she was actually just talking about marketing. She's
did
like,
the medical assistant look like Zoolander? Is that what that was?
Okay. No. It was another woman.
Oh, it's another one.
Yeah, you guys are shocked by this for some reason.
It'll take Fichter 7 years off your life.
Everyone there was a woman.
And all kind of attractive, right?
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow,
blew my mind. I was like, this is great.
Well, I'm going to fly up there and I'm going to get something done.
Yeah.
You need some rejuvenation.
I need a hip rejuvenation. Needle right in the butt.
But the takeaway is not the VR. The takeaway is that my mom was super happy. And,
that's awesome.
And I think at the we front loaded it with what I was really blown away. You forget how just taking a moment to talk to a patient can change the entire dynamic of the visit.
Yeah, that's very cool. Dr. Dima?
Yes, Dr. Dima.
Way to go, Dr. Dima. There's a free you. Plug. You didn't deserve that, but we gave it to you anyway.
She did.
A nice person.
Super sweet.
That's terrific. And your mommy's happy, right?
Oh, she hasn't called me for anything since.
Wow.
Well, have you checked on her? We'll take a break. We'll come back. And, flying next to the bed. Face frozen.
She's fine.
We will come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I bring you raids, Ryan, and retirement. Plus, Mark Zuckerberg wore a suit and played a CEO on TV. But guess what? He still has all your data. Every girl crazy
about his shine. You
Welcome
can
back
download
to the Michael-
Political
oh,
Persuasions
sorry.
At politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
It's the AR, Mike.
Yeah, I understand. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, the weather's out of control. One day it's 86, the next day 48, cold rain, and for God's sake, snow in April? I mean, really? Good Lord.
Lordy.
Go home, Mother Nature, you're drunk. Don't you wish there was something that you could rely on? There is.
Yes.
You can count on the TMOS bonus show. Every week you can depend on an extra hour of TMOS fun, uncensored and sans commercial. Sign up now for the TMOS bonus show right now. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it has our 3-degree guarantee. That's right, everybody. Just go to MikeOmaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please quit sucking, and we thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
News.
Jack Frost.
Boo.
Oh, hum. Time has come. The trees, the straights, the lanes. Beady babo.
You know that I am never want to leave Justin Bieber out of the news you may not need.
True.
And today, he is actually in the news for doing good.
Really?
Yes. He was at a Coachella party hosted by Patrick Schwarzenegger. That's an a-hole rich environment, isn't it, right there? You know, Patrick Schwarzenegger hosting a Coachella party with Justin
Bieber. I'm sure those two get on just fine.
No, but I mean, can you imagine that?
Oh, no, I can't.
Well, he saw a guy assault a woman. The other guy just grabbed her by the throat and wouldn't let her go. So Justin punched him in the face and put him against a wall. The woman got away and the guy was kicked out of the party. He was later seen chasing and smacking an SUV as it left the party, thinking Justin was inside. At that point, the police came and arrested him. So
That's
he
good.
Was a bit of a hero. But, you know, hey, I'm Justin Bieber. I'm going to the Schwarzenegger party.
Yeah, I'm here with James Caan's grandkids.
All the a-holes. Hey, Hollywood a-holes. Sad weekend and sad news for me yesterday. Actor R. Lee Ermey, Rob played him at the front of the show. He died of complications from pneumonia. Too young at 74. He was a Marine Corps drill sergeant who went on to play one in Full Metal Jacket. That's what he's most known for. That got him a Golden Globe nomination. He also did the voice of Sarge in the Toy Story movies. Probably the most distinctive character in Toy Story. He just jumped off the page.
Can I play that for you? I love that because I grew up, my kids watched Toy Story every day for a year, and so this was instant.
Sergeant, you know what to do.
Yes, sir. All right, men, you heard him. Code Red, repeat. We are at Code Red. Recon plan Charlie. Execute. Let's move. Move, 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 move.
Come in, Mother Bird. This is Alpha Bravo.
This is it.
Come in.
Quiet, 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 quiet.
All right.
The little green army men, so great.
You know, when you interview people, famous people, and you get a chance to have them in your studio and you get to see them, there's only one criteria that really counts at the end of the day, and it's the kindness of the person. And that you can't fake. You can't fake when someone's coming across as kind, because you go to commercial and you sit there with the person and you have real conversations with them. And Arlie Ermey is somebody. There are two categories of people. I remember the people that are just decent sorts and good interviews. I remember the people that are really nice and maybe the interview was meh, and I remember the people that were good interviews but dicks, and then the people that were bad interviews and also dicks. That's the worst of all. But Arlie Ermey was both. He gave you exactly what you wanted, because he knew that people wanted him to be the Sarge, yeah. Gunny, and but then he was a super, super nice guy. Gave me I still have a coin that he gave me from his History Channel show, and you know, that was what he was giving all people that he would do the interviews. And then I was at Sturgis, and you guys remember this, where I saw him on the street, and I grabbed him, and he was you know, doing a promotion for a business out there, a motorcycle-related business out in Sturgis, and he still took the time to talk to me on the streets of Sturgis, South Dakota, and it was just it was two experiences I had with him, and he was a super, super nice guy. And 74, you know, I don't know what the deal was, but it was a shame to hear that. And Arlie Ermey was really, really a good guy, and I'm sad to see him go. So,
I love the fact that you have such good things to say about him, because he was plucked out of relative obscurity, and that can mess with your head, especially in life. He was a consultant that showed up to teach a guy how to be a drill instructor in that movie.
Right.
And then they made him be the drill instructor.
Well, I always say this about the movie Full Metal Jacket. When you watch that movie, that Stanley Kubrick film, my favorite Stanley Kubrick film, the reason I like it is because I watch half of the movie. I don't care about the second half of Full Metal Jacket. I like the first half when they're at boot camp. Mm. And it's just incredible. And if you've never seen that, watch The Drill Sergeant. It's absolutely stunning. Yeah. And if you got anybody that wants to go into the Marine Corps, you might want to show them that before they go into. It's still kind of the way it is. Yeah. Will Ferrell was hospitalized Thursday night when his SUV was rear-ended on the I-5 in Orange County and flipped over. He wasn't seriously injured, and he was released early Friday morning. Will's longtime driver was behind the wheel, and there were two other people in the vehicle. The driver and one of the other passengers were hospitalized but are in stable condition. Will was said to be remaining by their sides as they got treatment. There's video of Will being loaded into an ambulance, but he seemed fine, and he was talking on the phone. Police don't believe drugs or alcohol were a factor in that. So,
wait.
Glad that, what's that?
Wait.
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 My car.
My car.
What car is upside down?
Will Ferrell. The Ice Bucket Challenge went viral about 4 years ago and raised $115 million to fight ALS. Now something called the Lemon Face Challenge is trying to do the same thing for another good cause. You have to eat a lemon wedge and record yourself reacting to how sour it is. Then you challenge at least one other person to do it. It's a little easier than dumping a bucket of ice water over your head, but if you don't want to do it, you're supposed to donate to a group called Aubrey's Army to help fight DIPG. DIPG is a type of brain cancer that attacks the brainstem, and it tends to affect little kids. It stands for diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma. That sounds horrible.
Yeah.
An 11-year-old Alabama girl named Aubrey Nicholas was diagnosed last September and started the challenge by daring Alabama football coach Nick Saban to do it. He did it last Thursday and posted a video. If it comes my way, I'll do it, and everybody should.
Sounds absolutely
like a good cause. Apparently, honeymoons are now out, Oscar Santana.
Oh, yeah.
The new trend is ahead of the many curve. Moons. Many moons. Listen to this. Where you take a bunch of shorter trips together instead of one long trip to celebrate your wedding. There are two main reasons. One, people are more into the idea of traveling to a lot of different places, not just blowing all their vacation time for the year on one spot. And two, it's a lot easier for them to get their jobs to give them a few scattered days off. Okay, why does this sound like it comes from the corporate man here? What's
and
going
it also
on with
sounds
it?
Horrible because the worst part of a honeymoon is the traveling.
Yeah, the traveling is
yeah, but
is
you can go like that was probably the case in the 80s and 90s. You can get away right now to Cabo San Lucas for 4 days.
Yeah, and take Allegiant Air. And
no, but it's you go straight there from BWI, and then you come back in 4 days.
Ooh, sounds like somebody's planning a trip to Cabo.
No, we're looking, but nothing's a week long. Nothing.
You haven't had a formal honeymoon yet, right? No
honeymoon. Canceled the last one.
The honeymoon is over.
Why did you cancel the last one?
Because we were building this podcast village, so... That's what I know.
It's my guy.
Yeah. You know? And you
as
know
somebody
what?
Somebody who runs a company, that's it. I like that.
That's
I like
a pretty
that
nice
lot.
Honeymoon, yeah. Being here in yeah. Washington, D.C.
Oh, nation's great, capital. Especially when it's raining.
Yes. The cherry blossoms.
Yeah. So it's apparently easier to plan their trips around long holiday weekends. You know what? This sounds like it's coming from the man.
Yeah.
I say screw it. Do whatever you want. You know, yeah. You want to go to Europe for a month, go ahead.
Do
Have
it.
Have fun. Knock your socks off. All right?
Do it.
Just to keep that sure in mind.
Make sure you're working. Well, not you. Anyway. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something. There's a 58-year-old guy named Stephen Michael Paris. Hey, that's my age. He escaped from prison in Oklahoma back in 1981.
Wow.
He was about a year and a half into a 9-year sentence for drug convictions when he escaped, and he's been on the run for the past 37 years. Well, about 2 months ago, his mother died. And her obituary mentioned a son named Stephen Michael Chavez in Houston, Texas. The U.S. Marshals connected the dots that Stephen Michael Chavez was probably Stephen Michael Paris. And on Thursday morning, they arrested him at the office where he was working. A fingerprint confirmed his identity.
Mm, wow.
There's no word on who put the info on his mom's obituary. But let me see. Your mom dies, and then you go back to jail after 37 years. Stephen also goes by the prison nickname Lucky. There you go. You think you had a bad week.
Hey.
Are you kidding me? Come on. Let's take a break. When we come back, it's the Monday version of the Audio Vault.
Vault.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Of all the shows on the More Network that talks about the other shows on the More Network,
OmeraCast has your itinerary.
Love, exciting, and new. Music legends and helpful travel tips. We have it all for you.
I'm Courtney Calkins.
And I'm Jim Amato. Marcus Serta has the week off.
We've mapped out the best route for you of the past week. TMOS, Tech 411, Tony Perkins, Rob and Joe, and even the bonus show.
Travel ideas, huh? I wonder if Spiewak will let me crash in his living room.
I think Spiewak needs to stay off the road.
Oh, no comment. OmeraCast, get it today on the PlayApod app, the TMOS app, or at MikeOmeraShow.com. Now back to more TMOS fun. Here's Mike.
What hey, hold on a there? Second. How did that Courtney Calkins get his little beaters on that show? What the hell's that going on? I don't like that guy. That guy's a sneak.
It's Marcus Serta not doing his job.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm starting to get a little hinky about that Calkins guy, right?
Yeah, I don't
he's
like
trouble,
him either.
Isn't
What's
he?
Wrong with him?
He's trouble because he's sneaky and he uses like my... Doesn't he get his little podcast
I don't know.
Subscribers
I don't know
on the back of
wrong.
My subscribers and stuff like that?
Remember, we accused him of buying all of his Twitter followers.
Oh, Russian bots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Watch
aware.
It.
We know.
Be very aware. Did I sound like I really cared? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
what is
Show.
Going on?
Brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to know to ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase. Just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and that will guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's... Yes?
Can I just give some context just briefly?
Yes.
For those of you that are like, they got it in the bag.
What?
As far as you shopping through Amazon and not going through the site, no. Because Mike and I, we do this every 2 weeks and go through the numbers.
Right.
We are down significant multiple double digits. Shop through the site. Please.
Do it. Please do it.
I mean, we can't go into the real weeds of this and the details of what happened, but we started our business, and our business would not have survived if we hadn't had this relationship. And it's really important that you do your Amazon shopping that way.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there a million other people that do it the same way? Yes, there are. That's what we're up against.
We're just asking.
And then
please.
We had a blip right around the end of the year where they changed things, then they changed it back, and now you can just go to our webpage and do that, and it's why we tell you about the purchases of the day.
Yeah.
We won't tell you about that today. We're just going to tell you that.
Well, I mentioned earlier the shop back for your meal.
The shop back. Please do that.
Yes.
Amazon does have everything. You can find it at more. But you have to go to the top of MichaelMarischow.com to do that. We really would appreciate that.
Please.
Please help us out. And we thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, April 16, 2018. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
It's funny when something lives on YouTube for a while, and then all of a sudden, for some reason or another, it starts to trend, and like five or six listeners will send it to me. And when that happens, I feel it's my duty to pass it along to everyone. This is a montage on Facebook of Jeff Goldblum making Jeff Goldblum noises. It goes for over 4 minutes, so we can bail anytime you want, but I found it a marvelous study in a man making noises.
Oh, good. Oh, no. Okay,
he's going to...
Look at this.
Hold it right there.
Yep.
Oh, gee, you...
Very.
I'm so... I don't want to talk about that.
No.
Hey, come.
Turn.
I'm having trouble not joining you.
I know. Mike, will you do just my favorite one, and you do it as the best? It's just when he goes,
But he's like ramping up to something.
Already in progress.
Okay, all right, that's what we get.
Yeah,
we
but it goes for 4 minutes, and it's amazing because they all seem to be from different projects.
Yes,
he makes noises everywhere.
And his commercials, he's right up there in Shaq territory, where if I see Jeff Goldblum being a spokesperson for any kind of product I'm watching, I like that.
Children of the 90s got a great treat if they were at Coachella this weekend, because Beyonce was a headliner. She brought out Jay-Z, but she also, as a surprise, did a Destiny's Child reunion. It was never a band that I followed that much, but they looked and sounded fantastic.
Well, and if you look at their discography, you're like, I forgot how many hits Destiny's Child had.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? And
they launched Beyonce.
For Coachella, most performances that are had there, this is the first time there's been so much, fanfare for performance at the end outside of the hologram we saw with Tupac.
Right.
Like, that was it 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought was interesting, Mike, is that it's supposed to be a festival, right? And you're supposed to, there shouldn't be social commentary built into this.
Right.
But this performance had everything, including that social commentary about race, and still blew the doors off this festival.
It looked like it was a good year to be there. Absolutely. Really
She's cool. the one. She is the queen, reigning queen, and will be for the foreseeable future. And I think it's cool because, you know, there were rumors about the way that group broke up and lots of tension and all that. And I'm glad that I think that the performers in Destiny's Child stand on their own very well. They both perform as well. But it's nice that she throws them a bone and gets
full
them up on stage
marching band on stage. Over 100 people for some of the performance was very cool.
But I wanted to also treat you to some good music. I know that was okay, but I wanted to bring you some good music. A champion hand fart artist, you know, when you squeeze your hands together and make hand farts.
Like Mr. Methane.
Exactly. Well, yeah, but he's using his hands instead of his...
Oh, he's using his hands instead of
his bottom.
Instead of the AR. So here is a hand fart cover of the Iron Maiden classic. Here's a hand fart version of Iron Maiden's Aces High. Just so you're clear, this is not the original. This is augmented,
It's kind of impressive in a way.
He'll be at Coachella next week. There won't be anyone there, but he'll be there anyway.
Yeah, so no that's marching band on stage at that point.
the xylophones would drown him out.
Exactly.
So that was Iron Maiden. Did you ever listen to Art Bell? I was aware of Art Bell, but I didn't listen to him.
Nope. I was aware of him, but didn't listen to him. A conspiracy guy.
Yeah.
Before Alex Jones, right?
Exactly. He didn't come off as a raving lunatic. That was the difference between him and Alex Jones, I think. But
Alex Jones, I watched some clips of Alex Jones last week where he was crying again. Because I guess they've turned on Trump now. Some of the people have turned on Trump because of the Syrian bombing. And he just got there. I just don't understand how he could have done this. I don't understand this. But he's got 300.
Art Bell had a show called Coast to Coast, big conspiracy theory show. Very popular with people that would drive late at night.
Like aliens and UFOs and things like that, right?
He passed away at 72 this weekend. Here he is a few years ago with Larry King talking about some of the stuff he actually believes in.
Let's run down some things. You believe aliens have abducted some people on this planet? I believe it's possible. You believe Whitley Strieber? I do. Whitley's a good friend. Crop circles. Undeniable. Doug and Dave with a chain and board. Well, yes, that accounts for some of them. Not 10-acre crop circles with 192 rings. Ghosts? Absolutely. People call about ghosts all the time. They hear them, see them. Yes.
Actually, he for a while thought the interviewer was a ghost, but it was Larry King
too, right? I mean, a guy in the middle of the night. I mean, a guy to listen to in the middle of the night.
And I appreciate the fact that he was his own guy. And that he did a show like that forever. There's less and less of that on radio nowadays.
Can't do that anymore.
Rest in peace. And we close with this. A very valid point brought up on Saturday Night Live this weekend for those who are health conscious.
According to a new study, people who stay up late at night are more likely to have psychological disorders and an increased risk of dying. So if you're watching this live right now, I'll see your crazy ass in hell.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
By the way, John Mulvaney.
Mulaney.
Mulaney. No, Mulvaney.
It's Mulaney, I thought.
Is it Mulaney?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely Mulaney.
Sure.
Yep.
Mulaney. We've been fans for some time now.
Well, I've been fans for a long time. I got the name.
The wrong guy.
Mulaney.
Mulaney. John Mulaney.
It's John Mulaney?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for listening.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.